Hi, this is Jeremy Perlman. I'm speaking to you on a recorded line about the Maryland abuse lawsuit. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
I'm Siobhan.
Hi, ma'am. And would you like to participate in the Maryland abuse lawsuit?
Yes.
Right. Give me 1 second. And you do not already have an attorney assisting you, that is correct?
No, I don't.
And you have not signed any documents via the mail or through electronically, correct?
No, I have not.
And who would you be filing the claim for? Would it be for yourself or a loved one?
For myself.
Yourself, okay. And you, of course, are a resident of the United States. And you have not received any money from anybody regarding this claim in the past, that is correct?
No, I have not.
And then I do have to ask this, have you ever been a registered sex offender?
No.
Thank you.
Of course not.
Yeah, no, I have to ask. And then did the abuse you experienced involve somebody affiliated with the institution, school, or church while you were under their care?
Yes, institution.
What was the institution or facility?
Alfred D. Noyes.
Alfred D.
Children's
Center. Yeah. On Blackwell Road in Rockville, Maryland?
Yes.
Let me get the phone number they have listed. 1 second. And roughly, what were the dates the abuse happened?
I don't know the dates, but I can tell you how old I was. I was 13, and it was in September.
How old are you now?
I'm going to be 40.
Okay. Okay. So it would have been around
97.
Okay.
Around there.
September of 97, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, can you describe the abuse that occurred?
Basically, I was doing like labs and it was like a physical education time, and I was like, I guess, how do you say it, like short-winded, like short of breath. And he started like groping my breast, and he groped my butt, and basically he penetrated, but not that much because somebody was coming, and then he just said, let's keep this our little secret.
Right.
And if you tell, I'm gonna basically hurt you and your family.
Okay. Teacher. Okay. And this is a teacher or a.
I think he was like the physical trainer or.
Okay.
I'll put
a staff
physical
member.
Yeah.
And when he touched you, that was under the clothes?
It was actually on top.
On top of the clothes? Okay. And then you said he also penetrated you?
Yes.
Okay. So, okay. He also... And you said that was not for long because people came. Or he got scared or something, correct?
Well, it seemed like forever, but...
No, I get
it. It could have been,
so,
like, yeah.
So he did take advantage of you. You were raped, that is correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry to say it that way. I'm sorry that happened as well. Rape.
Not everybody's like that.
No, I know. It's I'm sorry that happened. At a breath, the staff member acted as if he was going to assist, then touched and forced her to comply.
Yeah, because he basically told me I would definitely be in this detention center longer if I don't let this happen.
Right. Okay. So he threatened you and your family?
Yes.
Make
I'm
sure
at
it's
work. If you hear the music.
No, you're good. This is the last I'm gonna get into this, so don't worry about it. I just wanna make sure it's all threatened, right? Yep, threatened. There we go. If she said anything, he would go after and hurt her family.
And then, honestly, I didn't tell anyone because I felt like maybe nobody would believe me.
I get
part
it.
Of me was scared.
Yeah.
Then
no,
the other part is like,
I completely
why
understand.
Is this happening to me? Yeah. So,
right. No, I. And he was, of course, an employee at the facility. You said you are 40 and you were 13 at the time of abuse?
Yeah.
And do you know his name? Was it Mr. Smith, Mr. Green, anything like that? Or if not, can you provide a description?
I don't know, like, a last name, but I know, like, his first name was James.
Okay, I'll put Mr. James. And then do you know, what was he, a black male, white male, Hispanic male, tall, short?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Can you give a description? Was he a black male, a white male? Was he tall? Was he short, long hair?
A black male, he was taller than me.
Mm-hmm. How tall would you say? 6 foot?
Honestly, maybe yeah, I would say, yeah.
6 foot. And hair. Did he have long hair, tattoos, anything you remember like that?
I don't remember any tattoos because
okay.
He had a long sleeve shirt.
Okay.
Maybe, like, low hair. This is the part I tried to, like...
Yeah, I know. Forget. I know. I'm sorry. So he was a black male, around 6 feet tall, shorter hair. Do you know if he wore glasses or anything, or no glasses?
No glasses.
Okay. That's fine. And any accent?
Tell me again?
Roughly, what would you say his age was?
Well, I
would
say
20s to 30s. 30s?
Okay. Yeah, 20 to 30.
Okay, roughly age 20 to 30.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're fine. And you said he was like a PE teacher or like a physical education teacher?
Like a physical trainer. I don't know. Like
he was a trainer, basically.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Of a trainer / PE teacher. Or physical education. Education teacher. And you were abused. It was the one time, correct?
Honestly, it was a total of 3 times.
3 times? Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. So this would have been all in, would this have happened in 1998 at all or all in 97?
In 97.
Okay. I'll put September of 97 to around December of 97.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so crazy now that when you have children, you find yourself, like, asking them repeatedly.
What happened? It's, yeah, I know. It's, the world's changed, though. I mean, I don't know why how all these facilities stayed open so long. These other ones in Maryland, it's insane. And then the abuse happened in the gym area. In the pool?
Honestly, in the classroom.
Okay.
Classroom.
And you did not disclose it to anybody we spoke about earlier. And then
only because I was afraid and
yeah. No, he threatened you. I totally get it.
Yeah, and then it's like, why would this happen to me? What did I do to warrant this?
My next my next question is, how has it affected your life, the abuse?
I don't trust anyone. I'm very scary. With my kids, I feel like I'm overly protective.
Okay.
Sometimes I have, like, dreams about it, but
right.
I don't know. How would it? I mean,
Gives you
I'm not.
anxiety sometimes, depressed.
I would say it makes me depressed because I feel like I'm damaged goods. Part of me, I just feel like angry because why would I let this happen? Why didn't I tell?
Right. No, I understand.
So
It's
it's
not
just
your
like
fault, though.
emotional
It's
roller
not.
coaster.
It's yeah. I'm sure you've heard it, though. It's not your fault. You know. It's the person that did it to you. You didn't do anything to deserve it. I
Yeah,
truly am sorry.
but the things that people beat themselves up about is like, why didn't I fight back? Why didn't I
Yeah.
do something? Why, you know? And you would think in those kind of situations, like, it would kick in and say, do something, but it's like you're in complete shock that this is happening. And it's like, what did I do, you know? So, I
It's
was
just,
just saying.
I think it's just hindsight too, because you know how it's like, oh, I could have done this better, or something like you played a, let's just say, a game of golf or something.
Yeah,
I could have played
none of
better.
that kicks in until after the fact,
Yeah, till
though.
after. I know, years later or something, and you're like, man, I should have hit him or so. I get what you mean. I am sorry though it
So
happened, like truly.
I would just say for me, like, it affected my mental, my anxiety, and I have PTSD,
Okay.
so it's like more of, on certain situations, I feel like somebody's trying to do something to me, or it, like I don't, how can I say this? Like, I don't like to be touched. I don't really hug people, so I'm not an affectionate person,
Right. I get it.
but like at all.
Right. No, I totally understand that. That's and so I broke down all that. And then how it has affected you. And then are you currently employed?
I am, yes.
And then you said you didn't tell anybody, so law enforcement was never involved, correct?
No, I didn't tell anyone because
That's
it was
fine.
just like nobody's gonna believe me. I don't know why I thought that, but
That's how spoken to a lot of people about this. That's how a lot of people feel. It's just it's not how
and
you
then
should,
sometimes
yeah.
you don't see anything because you feel like I'm gonna make it worse. I'm gonna be a target. They're gonna
Yeah,
Yeah.
that you're gonna, yeah, no, I understand why. I would feel the same way, that I'd feel scared to almost go forward, because it's you're stuck there with this person already, and they have power over you. So now what if it goes wrong? And yeah, I get it. And then is there cooperation? You were at the facility, any paper? No, you don't need it, but there would be like documentation of it.
Yes.
And was it a school?
A detention center.
Okay.
A
Detentions.
juvenile,
Okay.
yeah.
Juvenile detention records. Make sure I spelled that right. DETENT. And then I do know this is redundant. I have to ask, can you confirm your gender for me?
My female.
Thank you. I have to ask. And then
Yeah, it's okay.
can you spell your first name?
CHEVON.
Siobhan.
Yes.
And then last name.
POWELL.
Powell. And are you a junior or
Mm-hmm.
senior or anything like that?
No.
And what is your date of birth?
7/26/85.
And what is the last four of your social?
8075.
7. Okay. And then Siobhan, what's the best email address for you?
CCEE83733 at Gmail.
.com. Okay. And then it's CCEE83733 at Gmail.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure I got it right. And then this is the best number to reach you on, and it's a cell phone, correct?
Yes.
And then when the attorneys reach out to you, do you want them to call you, text you, or email you?
They can email me
Email, okay.
because most of the time when I'm at work, I probably can't talk. Like, I'm literally hiding right now.
Yeah, no,
You know?
okay, yeah, we're almost done. I'm gonna just get your address from you, and then I'm gonna just read you something, and then I'm gonna send you paperwork. We'll complete it, and then basically in 24 hours the attorneys will contact you. If you do miss it, we can delay it till Monday, whenever's better for you to talk.
Okay. No, that's fine.
What is your best physical address?
1924
924.
Trentwood Place.
Is that two piece?
Trentwood Place.
Oh, I'm sorry. I heard triplet. Sorry. Trenchwood Place. Yes. And the city?
Charlotte, North Carolina, 28216.
28216. And this is a home, no apartment number or anything like that, correct?
It's a house.
Okay. And Mecklenburg County. That's correct.
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right.
And you said, did it happen? Did it occur in 1997 and 1998? I'm thinking about it. That is 1998, not seven.
So it'd have been
So
eight
I
ninety
think.
98, not 97.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm
I'll put.
like, I did the math. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
My.
I was doing it as we said it, but you said 97, so I was like, yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, no.
So
My bad.
I got September 1st of 1998 to roughly I'll put the end of the year of 99, so
Yeah.
12/31 9 I'm sorry, 12/31/98 is the I'll put the
Yeah.
roughly
All
the date
right.
of abuse. And then did you ever receive therapy or treatment as a result of the events that have occurred? Yes or no. Yes or no. It doesn't, either way does not affect it.
No,
Okay, that's
no.
fine. No, I understand. And then would you,
Actually,
huh?
honestly, I need it now.
No, I get it. We all, I need it. Everybody needs it.
Right.
I think it's good. And then,
Yeah.
do you want to add an emergency contact in regards to this? It is not required.
No.
Okay. I know. Yeah, I don't know why they have that on this. It's usually
No,
we help people
I
with other
really want
stuff
my
too.
family to know.
Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah, we do other ones for people that have like other like they've been involved with faulty pr products and stuff, so they're not doing well, so that's why. But and then I have it on here, and then I'm gonna send you a text right now, Siobhan. That this will be basically giving the attorneys permission to contact you in regards to this. It's gonna
Okay.
be a DocuSign. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I forgot to ask you this. I need to ask that. Do you know anybody else that was affected and is seeking justice in regards to the abuse that did occur at any of these facilities in Maryland?
I don't right now, and I don't know if I want to put my business out
No,
there.
trust me. I know. That's why I did that. That's why I skipped over it earlier. And then I have to ask it though. And then I'm just going to confirm all this information with you before I send you the text with the DocuSign, so everything's right. So there's no errors. So it gets the case started quickest for you. And then you would like to participate in the Maryland abuse lawsuit. You do not have an
Yeah.
attorney. You have not sent any
No.
documents, and you're filing this claim for yourself.
Yeah.
Right? And you, of course, are a resident of the United States, and you have not received any money in the past regarding this claim. That is correct.
No, I have not.
All right.
That's
And then,
good.
yep. And then you, of course, are not a registered sex offender. The abuse did
No.
happen at the Alfred D. Noyes Children's Center on a Blackwell Road in Rockville, Maryland.
Yeah.
And let me get the phone number for there too. Hold on. Alfred D. Noyes. It's closed, I'm sure, but Children's Center. Yep, temporarily closed. One second. I'm just getting their phone number. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
And then the dates of abuse were roughly September of 1998 to the end of December, so December 31st, 1998.
Yeah.
All right. And then I put PC, which is you, was doing laps in the pool during PE, was out of breath. A staff member acted if he was going to assist, then touched and forced you to comply with his demands. He did rape you and threatened your family, saying if anything you were to say anything, he would go after you and hurt your family.
Yes.
Okay. And then
And
you were.
it occurred in the classroom.
Yeah. Oh, it occurred in. Yeah. Okay. So he. And then he took you
Okay.
to the classroom. Okay. But you, it was you were you lot you was this it was you were in the pool doing laps, and then he took you to the classroom after he was acting like as if he could help you.
No, we were doing laps, like walking around
Oh,
in the
okay. I'm
classroom,
sorry.
like
I
not
get
in the
you.
pool,
Okay.
yeah.
Okay, it was walking around. I'm sorry. I took it to swimming.
Yeah, and
I'm
then
sorry.
I started panting and breathing hard, and that seems like, oh yeah, I can help you work on these breathing techniques, and it started from there.
Okay.
Like him groping and grabbing on the back of my like
Okay.
shoulders to, and going down to my breath.
And then in the end, he did forcibly.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I have it. You were walking around doing laps in the classroom setting. In a class, right there, like that classroom setting. And you did start panting and breathing hard. The staff member acted if he was going to assist, then forcibly touched and forced you to comply with his demands, and then everything else I said. That is correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me put forcibly in here. Forcibly. And then you are currently 40. At the time of the abuse, you were 13. It was Mr. James. That was the first name you do remember, the employee. He was a black male, around 6 foot tall, shorter hair, and he was roughly around 20 to 30.
Yeah.
Okay. And he was a trainer slash like physical education teacher.
Yes.
Okay. And then it occurred three times, the abuse in the classroom. And it was, of course, sexual abuse, and has affected you today. PTSD, anxiety, trust issues. You do feel overly protective over your kids, which is completely understandable. You do have reoccurring dreams of the incident. You also do feel depressed from time to time from it, and also makes you feel hurt or damaged because of it.
Yes.
Okay. And then you, of course, are employed as we're speaking while you're working. Law enforcement was never involved, and then the cooperation that you were at the facility was juvenile detention records. That is correct.
Yeah.
And then you, of course, are female, Siobhan, Chevon, last name Powell, Powell. And then your date of birth is 7/26/1985.
Yeah.
And then is it okay if I repeat your last four?
Yeah.
8075.
Yes, it is.
And then email is CCEE83733@gmail. And this is the best number to reach you on.
Yes.
All right. And then address is 1924 Trentwood Place, Charlotte, North Carolina.
28216.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, I didn't say this. 28216. Yeah, I got that. And then the emergency contact, I have blank. And then I'm going to send you a text right now. That text is basically, like I said, giving the attorneys permission to contact you. And then if you do want to proceed, they will start pulling medical records. You'll receive a text probably right now. It'll
Okay.
say my name, Jeremy Perlman from Mass Tort Strategies. That is the company that I work with. Wants to send you a DocuSign. So you want to click on that link. And when that link opens up, you want to say yes or allow for consent. And then it's going to ask you to sign it. And then on the last page, it's going to ask you for a photo of the front of your ID. So if you have your ID on hand, just get it.
I'm actually waiting for my North Carolina ID.
Do you
And
have an old ID?
I don't.
Okay, no worries. Well, let me see what else. Do you have a 1 second. Do you have a work ID or anything like that?
Well, like I'm a manager at a hotel,
Oh.
so we don't wear like.
I see. I got you.
It's like a name badge. It's not
No,
like
I
an
got
ID.
you. Yeah, I got you. Let me see. 1 second. Give me 1 second. Hit the document though. Open the link and then start. Hit start. Let me ask my supervisor what we can do for the ID. Okay. Since you're waiting on it. 1 second. I'll be right back, Siobhan. Hold on.
Thank you.
Siobhan, you there?
Yes, I am.
Do you have any government ID? And it could be an old ID, anything like that?
I have like, yeah, I have a New York State ID, but it has my North Carolina address only because when I was in New York, I lost my ID, and
Oh,
so
that's
they
fine.
issued me an identification card.
Oh,
But
yeah,
I
that's
can
fine.
take a picture of that.
Yeah, that's fine. It just has to be basically it as long as it's an ID, it's fine. It doesn't matter if it's a current or just as long as it's a issued ID. So, basically in the document, I don't know if you've gone through it yet, it'll ask you to sign. You just sign it that one time.
Yeah, I did. I got to the part where I need
ID.
my ID.
Yeah, so
Yeah.
you could take a picture of the New York ID. That would be fine.
Hold on.
Yeah, take your time. And then just try to as clear as you can. I'll look at it too. Once you hit submit on the ID, it'll let me look at it. Agreement. And then I'm going to draft a text up for you once you hit complete. Siobhan. Guy. Out here. I'm Monday.
Okay.
And then
It's uploading.
let me look real quick. Sorry, I was drafting a text for you. And then hit finish.
It's
When you hit finish, what happens?
what you want to see too?
Then it says you're done.
Okay. Hold
Did you?
on, I'm late.
And then hit finish, yeah.
It's an image that didn't go through.
Oh, you might have to you might have to hit submit on the image maybe, or try it again. I'm not sure.
Okay.
It might not have uploaded correctly. Sometimes the image on DocuSign's a little glitchy.
Okay. No.
Oh, but he said he'll go get my radio, so maybe he's about
How do I get back to it?
Where are you
Now,
at? Where are you at now?
Oh, hold on.
No, you're
I
good.
have to take the picture.
Yeah,
Okay.
when you take the picture, it might say like confirm or upload.
Okay. You said what?
It might say like confirm or upload after you take the picture.
Yeah, it's still like loading.
Yeah, you're good. Let it take its time. Sometimes it's a little slow. If it keeps being slow on DocuSign and not uploading, you can always text it to me and I can upload it on my end.
Yeah, because it's just basically still loading.
Okay. Siobhan, it's Jeremy. Regards to the Maryland abuse lawsuit. That's my direct number I texted you from, that 949 number. Text me a pic the picture, and then I'm gonna kick you out of the DocuSign for a second, and then I'm gonna attach it myself. You're good. Take your time. I'm gonna kick you out of the DocuSign, so if you're in it, it's gonna kick you out, and then I will upload the picture once I get it from you. Let me also make this page not required.
Okay. Hold on just a second while
Oh, you're fine.
I
Take your time. There's no rush. Check that out. Okay. Page unrequired, yes, okay.
I tried to say that with my friend, but it was tough. She tried to say this one. And I thought, what does that mean? Like, she thought she took hers out, and I had mine out that day. So that's basically when I picked it up. So it's the same bag that I've been having, and I don't have my pen anymore. So I'm going to just get her mine because.
And then you got the text from my 949 number, right?
Okay, I'm sending it to you now.
Yep, thank you. And then once I get it, I haven't received it just yet. Hold on. I'm just waiting for the email on it. Hold on.
It's still loading. I think it's really my fault.
Oh, you're good. If it's taking a minute, it's fine. It happens. This way it makes it easier too. I'm gonna upload it too to the document. So it's instead of having it uploaded, it'll already be there. You just have to sign it. Hit those yellow boxes again. I'm just waiting to get it. Oh, I
Okay.
think I
Did you
got it
get
right
it?
here. Yeah, here we go. I got something. Yep, there we go. Everything is clear on here. Yes, it is. Okay. All right, let me download it and I will attach it to the DocuSign. Sign. Let me correct here. And then you're gonna see it. You're gonna see it in here. It's gonna ask you at the end to confirm photo, but it's the one you just sent me. So hold on. And then next. So let me look through this, make sure I made this one not required. Not required, that is good. Correct. And then you sh now you sh click on that link, the DocuSign link I sent you again. I'm going to resend it. And then now you just have to sign those parts. And then you might have to confirm the photo again, but it will be in there. I sent it to you then with the photo. So you should have gotten a text again, or another text from that five, you know, the Jeremy Pro wants to send you a DocuSign. You click that link and then open it up, and then just once you see finish, hit finish, let me know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hold on. And then...
Yeah, just open it back up and then hit start, and then just tap all the yellow, and then once you see finish.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then let me know once you hit finish, and then I will send you this text with all the information.
Okay. I'm waiting for it to load.
Yeah, you're good. I just gave me the email. You opened it again. Yeah, I want to make sure I didn't mess up at the end with the
picture. It's just loading.
Picture.
I'm waiting for it.
No, you're good.
I need to connect to Wi-Fi. Yeah.
No, the DocuSend, they take a minute to load, but once they load, they're good. I think it's because I attached the photo this time. It might make it a little more to download or upload.
Crazy. Let me come out of it and do it again.
Are you good?
I'm gonna just connect to Wi-Fi because I need to just talk in private before I went over there.
If we disconnect, that 949 number is the one I'll call you back from. I doubt we'll disconnect, but if we do, I'll call you right back from that.
Okay.
Would you have to turn the Wi-Fi on?
Yeah, I just tried to do it with the Wi-Fi on.
Uh-huh.
And now it's not loading nothing. Let me turn it on.
Close out of it and then click the link again. It's because I think it was loading and then you turn it on and then it glitches. It's, DocuSend's very finicky. If you're having an issue with it, if it's like a phone thing, I can send it to somebody else's phone.
Yeah. Oh, you can send. We're trying to send that to my friend's phone. So we're maybe.
Okay.
Can you send it to? Can you send it to my phone for me?
Basically, it'd just be the DocuSign I'd send to the phone. You just have to do it.
Stay connected. I'm the wife now.
Hello, this is going to be your phone. What's your number, Shikun? Just so I can sign it. Because I can't get out of it.
That's what I'm saying. I can't get out.
What's your phone number?
862.
862? Is it area code?
361-4693.
That's what? Yes, yeah, okay, what? Yeah, this one, I said,
so
which one? Come on. 862, what? 862-361-4693.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got it. And then I'm sending a text to that number right now. 1 second. It's going to be the... It'll be that same text.
4693.
I sent it right now to 4693 ending in 4. So did she get a text?
She
got it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, you can do it on her phone. So just click on that link. And then you might have to say yes or allow again. Just make sure you say yes or allow.
Okay.
And then once you say yes or allow, you'll see the continue and then start. And then this time it should, it give it a second if it's taken a second to load when you hit start. It should be pretty quick though.
Okay, hold on just a second.
You're good. Take your time. You there?
Yeah. Hold on.
Okay. You're good. Yeah, since they sent it to that 862 number, you'll have to do it on that phone. I can always just send it back to yours, but...
Now it came up a little different.
What does it say? What are you seeing?
Like last time Eric just had. You had to go ask him.
No, it's his phone. Oh, it's my phone. My personal phone.
Yeah, okay. I sent it to the 862 number, and then it'll say my name. Jeremy Perlman wants to send a DocuSign.
Okay, allow, continue.
Yeah, continue or agree, yep. And then start, and then just draw your signature after you hit that yellow box and adopt and confirm, and then the rest of the yellow you just tap, and then you should see a finish. It might ask you to confirm the picture.
Yeah, it's adding... It's having me add my initials.
Yep, the initials. Yeah, make sure you draw your initials on that one. And then after that, it's going to show your ID, and it might have you confirm it or hit finish, one of the two.
Okay. Yeah, it's going to have me do the ID again. Hold on.
No, it shouldn't have you. I took that out, so it shouldn't have you upload it again. It should just ask you to confirm the picture because I have the ID under that. If you scroll a little more past it, it'll show the ID. Yep, you completed it. Yeah, you completed it. Let me just confirm.
Okay.
And you drew your initials in there, and then that is how you sign, correct?
Did I do it?
No, that is how you draw your signature, correct? The CP.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to confirm because sometimes they give a hard time that it's initials. I know. And then, all right. And then let me send you this text message to your phone. So I'm sending this one to your phone, the one you sent me the ID on. It says, Siobhan, this is Jeremy Perlman in regards to the Maryland abuse lawsuit. That's the 949 number is my direct number. So if you ever need assistance, call that 949 number. You'll most likely hear from the attorneys at the latest on Monday. You should either hear from them tomorrow or Friday, though. If you don't hear from them by yeah, you read it. So I saw your response. And then I have to read you this one paragraph before I let you go. And then Siobhan, before we wrap up, I want to make sure you know what to expect next. While they're working on your claim, the law firm will be reaching out to Lott to finalize your claim. And then I will be calling you most likely tomorrow once your file passes QA or later today and transfer you to the law firm, or they will reach out to you. They may go over some of these same questions we discussed today. It is completely normal. It's just part of their process to confirm all these details, ensure everything is accurate for the case. They may also need you to sign some additional forms. This is usually in regards to like a different type of claim where somebody's injured with cancer, like a medical release, or so they can collect records to strengthen their claim. In regards to this, it'd be mainly for juvenile records. So if they do send you anything, please review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything smoothly. And then since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and we want to make sure you're fully prepared. And then, like I said, if you don't hear from them within the next 24 to 48 hours, call me Monday and I will transfer you directly over to them.
Okay.
And then besides that, Siobhan, I do thank you so much for your time. Again, I'm very sorry for what happened for you. I know that's, you know, doesn't help, but it, you know, it happens still. I'm sorry for what happened. I do thank you for your time. If you have any questions, please feel free to call me back on that 949 number and I'll always answer. I'm here from 8 a.m. to 9, I'm sorry, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Straight ahead on the right hand. All right. Okay, thank you.
You have a wonderful day and thank you for your time. If you have any questions, please feel free to call me. Thank you for your time. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.